Thunder Bay. The Mattawa Tribal Council is asking the federal government to work hand-in-hand on economic development issues in Treaty 9 territory in Ontario's north. The council, representing 9 First Nations, said it's pushing for the creation of a Mattawa, Canada Northern Development Table as it provides feedback on the upcoming federal budget. That step would help forge a new path forward for Indigenous Crown relations and maximize the benefits of the development of the North, the council said in a statement issued Wednesday. Mattawa's written pre-budget submission was also shared with local MPs Marcus Pawlowski and Patty Haidu, also Minister of Indigenous Services Canada, it said. The request to establish the table comes after Mattawa objected to what it called its exclusion from a draft agreement between Canada and Ontario for the Impact Assessment Agency of Canada Regional Assessment for the Ring of Fire. The Mattawa Chiefs Council have consistently stated the position that the development of the North, including the Ring of Fire mineral deposit, will require the participation of our people of the Mattawa First Nations, the governments of Canada and Ontario, industry and investors to maximize the potential multi-generational benefits that are anticipated, said CEO David Paul Acknepinscombe. That involvement will be crucial to provide investor certainty, Mattawa added. Mattawa's submission requested Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations Mark Miller be designated the federal lead to work alongside member First Nations on the economic development issues in Treaty 9. It also seeks ongoing funding to support Mattawa's involvement in the development table. Canada needs to fund First Nations to be actively involved, not just when Canada is considering changes or adding new regulations, the council stated. As a treaty partner, First Nations must be funded to ensure equitable decision-making processes in this new era of partnerships and regional development. The federal government is accepting public feedback online on the 2022 budget until Friday, February 25.